All right. Well, good evening, church. Good to see you all here this evening. And it's good to be here. Amen. I think the coronavirus has made us more thankful for church than ever. Amen. And it's something we can't take for granted. In America, we've been blessed, haven't we? We have the freedom in this country to gather. There are Christians around the world today that gathered under fear of persecution. And you know what? That may come to America. But right now, we've got to take the freedom we have. Amen. And use this time for the Lord Jesus Christ. But my name is Josh Dake, who has already been introduced. This is my wife, Frances, over here. If you want to wave to everybody. And then we have a little girl, Micaiah, who's 16 months old in the nursery. And then we just found out we have a junior on the way in November. And so we're excited about that little boy coming. And God's been good to us. Amen. Every life is a blessing from Him and created with a purpose. And we're excited to see the purpose that God has for our children. And so I won't take too long tonight to present our ministry. That'll be another night. I know that we'll be mindful of the time. If you take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. And I will just resonate what Brother Stalkup said. Thank you so much for your generosity to us. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for that love offering you sent ahead to us. That was a blessing. Thank you so much for your hospitality already. It's been such a blessing to be here. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. Man, your music has been encouraging. Amen. Thank you for your desire to glorify God in that way. And thank you for your heart for missions. Boy, if every church in America had the heart for missions that you all do, I think we'd get a lot more done for God. So keep that. Amen. Take that as a commendation, but also an encouragement to let's push harder with the time that we have left. It says here in Ephesians chapter number five, if you would, with me. Ephesians chapter number 5, I'd like us just to read three verses there with the time that we have. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15, 16, and 17. These verses say, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Let us pray tonight. Father, we come before you this evening, and we thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity we have to be in the house of God today. Lord, thank you for this group that you have brought together tonight. Lord, thank you for this church that you've assembled here in Madison, Virginia. God, thank you for their heart for missions. God, thank you for their desire to reach their Jerusalem, but Lord, even beyond that, to go around the world. Lord, thank you for what they have been involved in. Lord, all these years, we praise you for that. But God, as we look ahead, as we look at the time that we have left, Lord, may we not be content with what has taken place, but God, may we strive to do all that we can with the time that we have left. Please bless this message, God, challenge our hearts. Christ's wonderful name we pray. Amen. Church, look with me again there in verse 16, if you would. If you'd read that verse with me, what does it say, church? Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. So look at this missions conference. This is like a business meeting, amen, of what we're going to do for Christ this coming year as far as missions is concerned. What are we going to do as what's concerned with the 7.7 billion people spread across this planet? You can go around the world, and I've been blessed to travel to many countries and see the need. You can go to places in Fiji, people live in a tin shack. They don't have much. But we look at America, and we've been blessed with a lot, haven't we? God has truly blessed this nation in a great way, and we would do well to remember that our blessings come from Him. Amen? Sadly, many Americans have forgotten that, even so-called Christians. Our blessings have come from Him. But in America and anywhere you go in the world, everyone is blessed with the same amount of something. And that's the same amount of time. We're all blessed with 24 hours in a day, aren't we? We're blessed with 60 minutes in an hour. God's given us time, hasn't He? We don't know how much time we have on this earth, but we have time that God has given to us. There are moments right now that are passing by. Seconds. And every second, there are souls that go out into eternity. There are souls that die. Every second that goes by is a second you and I don't have back. It's gone. This week, if the Lord tarries his coming, there are seconds that are going by that won't come back. The Bible tells us there is an appointed time when we're born, but there is an appointed time for every person to die. All of us here have been given time. We see here the Apostle Paul admonishes us, redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. Church tonight, let us redeem the time. It says, because the days are evil. Boy, how many of you expected 2020 to be as crazy as it's been? I don't think any of us have we? It's been a roller coaster for all of us. But you know what I believe? I believe God's trying to shake things up for us a little bit. I believe God's trying to remind us, listen, your time is short. The apostles talked about it being the last days when they were alive. Were they inspired tonight? Amen, they were, weren't they? Church, they gave us the word of God. They were inspired. They were in the last days. If that was true, though, we're in the last seconds. This is it. Amen? This is the end of the game, so to speak. If you're any football fans here, I know I asked a few, and boy, there's all sorts of fans here. We've got a Cowboy fan up here, Pastor, right?
No, I'm not anymore.
Not anymore. All right. I'm not happy with what's going on either. But anyhow, we understand sports, and man, it's crazy how all these things are going. But when you understand football, and when it gets down to the last 2 minutes, what do you have left? You've got 2 minutes in the game, don't you? You got 120 seconds. Those seconds count, don't they? Boy, the football team realizes that it's now or never if we're going to win. It's going to take all 11 players on the team pulling if the team's going to win. It's going to take everyone here at Fellowship Baptist Church to pull to get the work done that God wants to be done through this church. Boy, God could come back this year. I believe it's close. Man, Edgar Wisnott wrote a book, 88 Reasons Why Christ is Coming Back in 1988. And you know what? He didn't come back. But he sold over 4 million copies of that book because people were eager to know when Christ is coming back. The Bible says we don't know the day nor the hour. I'd be foolish to say that tonight. But we can see the signs of the times. We can see the seconds counting down tonight, church. And as we look around us, we see evil days. Boy, I ask the Lord to help me put this on me more than ever. God, help me to redeem the time. I hope tonight that you'll ask the Lord to help you to do that. As we look at this missions conference, and boy, we only have a few days here, but let's ask the Lord, God, help us to redeem the time that we have during these few days. God, speak to my heart. God, work in this midst as we're here in this place. Boy, we need to redeem the time. We're so close. Everything is ready for Christ to come back. Everything's ready. Tonight, boy, I don't have a lot of time, but boy, to stress to you how close we are. You know, there's a prophecy in the end times that talked about the two witnesses, and it said that they'll be seen basically by the whole world. Only a few years ago, that baffled people that studied the Bible. How could the whole world, how could people 8,000 miles away in Fiji, how could people all the way over in Africa and China and the world see the two witnesses? And yet we have the answers tonight. Many of us are carrying them around with us. The world is more connected now than it's ever been. Look at the coronavirus. Look how quickly it traveled around the world. Why is that? Because we're so connected. And you know what that also means, though? Is that where the coronavirus has spread so quickly, the gospel can spread that quickly, too. Boy, that reminds us of that, doesn't it? We have everything we need today, church, to get the gospel around the world. We do. The means are in the church. The missionaries are sitting in the pews of the church here in America, I believe, to reach the world. And yet it's not getting done. Why is that? Just speaking from my heart tonight, it's because many Americans are not redeeming the time God has given to them. Just be honest with you. Tonight, are our priorities straight? Are our priorities on what our Savior would have them to be? There are only two things that last forever tonight, church. What are they? Two things. Not this beautiful church building that God's given to us. Not necessarily the blessings that we have. That beautiful house and car. Maybe all of the things that you have are going to pass away. It's all going to be gone. Only two things last forever. This book tonight will last forever. Amen? Amen. The Lord says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Amen. There have been people that have tried to destroy this book through the ages. And yet you and I hold it tonight.
Amen.
Praise God for that.
Amen.
This book lasts forever. Do you know what lasts is the promises of this book and the truth of this book? That there is a heaven, that there is a hell. That there are souls that will spend forever in those places. The Lord Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. Why was that? Because he wants no one to go there. And yet it's estimated that over half of the world's population have never had the privilege to have this book. Stop and let that sink in. Why is that? Because many Christians, sadly, have failed to redeem the time God has given to them. What are you living for tonight? I know you all want to get to know me better, and you think, well, he's a missionary. This must be something special, right? I asked the Sunday school class today, where do missionaries come from? We come from Mars, right? We're imported. No, we just come from churches just like this. We come from local churches that God calls us out of. And I'll be honest, I came back to the U.S., and I'm just a sinner saved by God's amazing grace tonight. Tempted probably with many things like you are. We all are subjected to the same infirmities and principalities. But by God's grace, we choose to walk in his way. Amen. But you know what? I was tempted to stay here in America and just live for myself in the American dream. It's not necessarily bad, but you know, if that comes before God, it becomes sin. If the things of this life come before our King, they become sin. If your career and the time God's given to you, you use for yourself, can become sin to us. And I wonder tonight, there's some here God wants to use, but you have not given him your time. Your seconds are passing by. Many say, well, not now, later I'll serve God. You know what? Later probably will never come. Tonight, as we look at just this verse here quickly, it says, redeeming the time. What does it mean to redeem the time? A couple things quickly. It does not mean trying to recall the past. It does not mean that. If you're like me, I'm thankful tonight that God has forgiven my past. Amen. I think all of us have things tonight that we would say, I'm ashamed of those things. But by the grace of God, amen, we're forgiven. As the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark. That's what we've got to do, church. Praise God for what he's done here at Fellowship Baptist Church through the years. But let's not be content with that. Let's ask God to help us do more with the time that we have left. God, please help us. Help us. Let us not get caught up in the past. If you're older here tonight, and I hope this isn't your temptation, but I've seen sometimes with older folks, you look back at your life and wow, it's been great what God has done. You can kind of get caught up in that. Don't get caught up in that. God still has you alive for a purpose. Amen. To reach the people that are around you. To reach your children and grandchildren if they haven't been reached. To serve God to the end. In Fiji, we have all sorts of cults and people there. And people there aren't white particularly. They're dark-skinned. But my dad tells the story of seeing a room filled all with white-haired, white-skinned people. Retired people had come over to Fiji to spread the lies of the Mormon church. There are people that don't have the truth that are giving even the last years, giving their all to get what they think the truth is to those that need it. Church, tonight, do we have the truth? We have it. We've got to give our all. Give everything that we have with the time that we have left. Redeeming the time also does not mean dreaming about the future. It's focusing on what we have right now. Amen? Boy, the coronavirus has done that for me. Anyone else? Just thankful for another day. God, what do you want me to do today? Those meetings have been canceled. God, you're going to have to take care of it. Amen. God, what do you want me to do today? You know, all of us need to live that way. We need to live that way. Sometimes we can get too secure and where we're at. Boy, I got a good job. I got all these things. Maybe God wants to stir you up a little bit to say, you know what? You need to give me your time and trust me with it. What is God going to do in hearts here in this place? Are we going to redeem the time? Are we going to redeem the time? How do we need to redeem the time? It's already been talked about, but we do need to trust Christ as Savior if we don't know him. If you don't know Christ. But secondly, we need to redeem the time by abiding in the Lord while we still have the strength and ability to do so. Thirdly, we need to love the next generation to Christ. And lastly, we've got to get the gospel to those who don't have it while we still have. Church, we're running out of time. I've only had a few moments tonight. But would you pray? Pray for laborers. The Lord Jesus didn't give us many things to pray about. I hope we all have a prayer list. He didn't give us many things to pray about, but he did give us a prayer request. He said, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers. And I hope that you'll make a commitment, if you haven't already, to daily pray for that. I've asked the Lord to help me pray for that. Because why? We need laborers. America used to be the nation that sent the most missionaries around the world. Yet that's not true anymore. There are less missionaries going now than ever. I heard another missionary told me the other day, and I don't know if this is true, but I think it was only a couple percentage points, maybe 1 or 2%, of people that go to even a Bible college now are going into missions. Wow. My time's up. Church, there's a great need. What are we going to do with the time that we have left? Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. What are we living for? Let us live for him. Thank you.